119. Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios, it's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rap!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Street Coffee brought it up last hour, and Major Moves joined in here as well. Says, Bill, have you touched on Coach Fitz and his comments about college football attendance? You need to check that out. If not, yeah, we played the audio clip. Charlie played it yesterday on the show. Coach Fitz, we love Coach Fitz. And I think he's got a point. He says the telephone. Everybody's got their face in their phone. I know I do during the show. That's how I keep up with Twitter. I've gone from a small laptop to my phone last couple of years. I remember years ago seeing J.C. Sherbert doing that, thinking, how weird is that? You're doing this off your phone. Now I'm doing it every day. Just put your iPhone right in your hand and you can scroll Twitter. It's really easy. That's what I do during the show when we're hanging out here. I think Coach Fitz has some good points about the phone. Everybody's got their face in whatever social media it is, or maybe you're playing some sort of game on it. I don't know. I'm on it. I'm on social media, Twitter, for example, Facebook. I'm on there for absorption. That's what I'm just wired that way. I'm always thumbing through and looking and absorbing. I do it as a robot. Seriously, I don't even know I'm doing it. But I don't do it because it's some kind of hobby, even though I guess it is in a way. Just so happens to be a do it for a living. But I'm always looking. Now, would that hurt me at a game? No. I'd be checking Twitter if I was at a game, though, just for other scores and stuff. See what else was happening. I think that's part of it. I don't think that's all of it, but it's part of it. I think technology in general, if you even broaden it out, you can get huge TVs that are incredible quality now. And the price is very reasonable. It's not expensive at all. I know if you gave me the choice, and I made the choice many years ago, to be at a game stuck in one spot where that's all I can see. And again, I know I'm different. Most of you have your team, and that's what you want to see. You'll watch the other games, but you're going to prioritize your team. I understand that. That's not me. I'm trying to look at it all. So being at a game, to me, is incredibly counterproductive. I mean, it ruined my Saturday, basically. I'd be playing catch-up forever trying to figure out what happens. And I don't want to have to go back and find out what happens. I want to take it in real time. Not after the fact. That's a little, it's I don't like that. I like to feel it when it's happening. If I got to go back and review things, that's fine, but I don't want to be left behind. So that's why I don't go, but there are others. Technology in a lot of these stadiums, people complain they can't even get Wi-Fi in some places. Tickets, let's face it. At most schools, they gouge you to death for money. In some cases, you have to put down a donation. How many of you folks have season tickets, for example? But that includes a donation you have to put down in order to have the right to buy your season tickets. That's a pain in the neck, too. And they prices go up from time to time. They have gouged you folks to death through the years. It's always more, more, more. That gets irritating, too. I see people on Twitter all the time complaining about ticket prices. If you're getting them through the school. That's why I always tell you to go to Primo Seats. But if you're getting them through the school, they're gouging you left and right. Now, Vandy tickets I don't think are very expensive. But I'm talking about in general. You folks are constantly getting gouged. And that gets old, too. Considering you can have a big screen TV with perfect viewing, your own living room or extra room, whatever you want to call it, your own refrigerator, your own bathroom, no crowd to get in and out of. Look, if you get up during a game to use the bathroom or get refreshments, you're going to miss how many minutes in that game? Waiting in lines. You're going to miss 15, 20 minutes. The inconveniences going to these games are numerous. Driving there and back is going to be nothing but a traffic jam, unless you go to Vanderbilt. That's why everybody that comes to town, their team, like Georgia, to play Vandy, they love it. They get in and out really quick. No traffic at all. Just drive like it's regular. It's true. They love it. Ah. And they adopt it like it's theirs, like it's their stadium. There's a lot of things. If I never went to another game physically, I'd be totally okay. It doesn't matter to me a bit. I get to see everything I want to see right here. On Twitter, at Bill is King. If you do want to be part of the show, you can dial it up, 615-844-5600. You can email the show, Bill is King 7, the number 7, at gmail.com. There are a lot of reasons, but I tell you what, and I adopted this well before. I have been not going to games unless it was you got to go to the national championship game. We were doing that for a few years. But other than that, I'm not getting stuck at one game. That ruins my Saturday. I want to see everything. But I adopted this, probably close to 20 years ago. That's not a recent phenomenon for me. I don't want to get stuck in some stadium. Hell no. So for me, there's many reasons, but mainly it's I feel like I'm getting left out. If I'm in one stadium, I just can't. We contemplated back in the SiriusXM days. Matter of fact, we had a company or two we were talking with getting a Madden-type cruiser for the show with TVs and a kitchen and everything so we could go to events but have that there to where we could get everything done we needed to get done. All the games right there, be there with some fans, hang out a little bit, just kind of be with the people, right? Hang out with the good people. And we talked to a few companies about that. That's still a possibility someday. But other than that, no. Steven, upstate New York, says, if you think that smartphone is the cause for declining attendance, just wait a generation. They'll be going into nearly empty stadiums. Well, yeah, I mean, I think that's the worry right now. I don't know if we'll ever get to that point, but Karen says, Bill, with that new hotel, she's told me about this place. I've never been there. She says, there's a hotel right by Kyle Field. It's new. I could watch games before and after our game. And there's a bar there. We could go to our game. Hotel literally right by Kyle. Now, see, that's good. Maybe that's, well, that'd be the idea for me. If I had to be at a game, literally you walk out of the stadium and you walk right to your hotel. You've got that as its convenience. That would be pretty cool. Yeah, I remember she telling me about it. I forgot about it, but I remember Karen telling me about that in the past. That makes it a lot more convenient. Most schools have hotels really close to campus, don't they? I mean, if I'm thinking about all the places, I mean, relatively close. I guess you could, I don't know how many people want to stay. Now, if you're staying at these hotels those weekends, those prices go way up. Way, way, way up. So some people don't like that. Some don't care. But that could be a bit of an inconvenience as well. We'll see. Let's see what attendance is like this year, if it continues on the decline. Now, some of it, here's some of the other angles to this. Some of it would be the teams scheduling baby seals and getting these easy wins, paying a team $1 million to come in there. Having them down by enough points in the second quarter where the game's over, that year after year gets to fans too. Maybe in the beginning it's fun because your team's beating another team really bad and you're not having to worry about the outcome of the game. But after a while, that gets old. It's why am I buying a ticket to this? This is not entertaining me. Seeing my team cream another team that's not even FCS really isn't what I signed up for. Fans are getting beat down by some of that, too. Think about the SEC. What was the schedule last year? The week before the rivalry weekend. The last weekend where you got Auburn, Alabama, Clemson, South Carolina, Florida, Florida State, Kentucky, Louisville, all those games, right? Georgia, Georgia Tech, all of them. The week before that, remember how we were sitting here on the show and everybody was pointing out all the SEC bashers, which they had a very good point. The SEC schedule the week before those rivalry games is downright embarrassing. That weighs down on ticket buyers as well. Remember that? So somebody bean count that for me so I don't have to do it. So I can be lazy here and just talk. Remember that crappy schedule right before rivalry weekend? And it was just nothing but the SEC versus Popcorn Tech, Betty Crocker U, Nashville Auto Diesel College, and Slappy State. That was the list. Not a good look. Yeah, we'll go back. We'll go back and pull that up. Rob in the 210 said, Bill, wondering if maybe we could get RecTech to donate a bus to promote the tailgate shows. Remote show right before kickoff. Still be able to watch the games inside the bus while RecTech is smoking outside. That'd be a good idea. Have a big old smoker out there. Have Rob out handing out parlay sheets. yeah, we'll put Rob in charge of that part. Rob will be in charge of the parlay angle. That'd be a good gig, man. Drive that bus all over America, man. Well, no. We're not going out to the Pac-12 because they're not really playing anymore. Here's one more, and then we'll take the break. Danny in New York City. He's our favorite cop in New York City. There's not even a number two. Danny is Secretariat. Circa 1973. That's how out in front he is. He goes, at West Point Army football, Bill, he says, is about 20 minutes from where I live. I can get in and out with no issue. I can tailgate leave everything, go to the game, come back, and everything is still in place. No riffraff, incredible family experience. Boomer Sooner coming next season, too. Yeah, Danny's a big Michigan fan, but he gets over there for the West Point games. I have not been there. You're talking about a place I should have been. I've not been there. I'd love to visit and walk around West Point. I don't really have a good excuse why I've never been there either, but I'd love to. Okay, let's get the break. First one here, hour number three, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. It looks like a minor wreck here on 24 westbound. It's right there near that off-ramp at Murfreesboro Pike near 440 on 24 as you continue westbound. Nolensville Pike at Wheeler, that's a two-car collision. Finishing up that wreck in Rutherford County, it's caused a mess out there on 24 westbound at New Salem Pike. Prince's Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. Check it out if you've never tried it. 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
At CarMax, when we say we buy all the cars, we mean it. Over the last 20 years, we've purchased millions of cars from coast to coast. In the last year alone, we've bought a mountain of Mercuries, an armada of Nissans, a ton of Titans, an ocean of Pacificas, and a sea of Siennas. Not to mention a few Hellcats and a couple of Tornados. So no matter what you're selling, CarMax is buying. And we'll buy your car even if you don't buy ours. CarMax, we buy all the cars.
The Home Depot Days of Doing Bath and Kitchen event is going on now, with everything you need to let the savings flow. Like the Moen Genta 4-inch faucet in brushed nickel finish for just $99. It combines a contemporary modern design with a spot-resistant finish for a beautifully clean look in your bathroom. Today is the day for doing and stylish updates at the Home Depot Days of Doing Bath and Kitchen event going on now. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Offer valid through October 5th while supplies last.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Congratulations to Tim Corbin and the 2019 Vanderbilt Commodores.
Vanderbilt, for the second time in school history, wins the national championship. And I believe you have just seen the greatest team in Vanderbilt baseball history.
The Vanderbilt Commodores.
We're glad we can celebrate among all of you, the Vanderbilt fans, the Vanderbilt community, Nashville.
Congratulations from your home for Vanderbilt baseball.
I think everybody loves having you guys being our flagship station. It means a lot to us.
Nashville Sports Radio.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. A chance of showers for this morning, then partly sunny with a high of 83. Clear overnight with a low of 62. Sunny on Wednesday with a high of 84. Clear overnight and Thursday sunny with a high of 87. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Lori.
Sports Radio WNSR.
The home of commitments and other stuff. The Bill King Show.
Yeah, if you go to Bill is King on Twitter, hand at the top is the link for commitments to get you a room and a really good rate at the Omni, a rate you would never get otherwise. And that's the only way you can get it. You cannot call up the Omni and say, hey, I'd like to get the commitments rate. That won't work. You have to use that link to get the rate. Love to see you. Yeah, we want to take last year, which was incredible, and make year two more incredible. That's what we want to do. Make it much more incredible. So come on. And again, you don't need a ticket. You don't need an invite. You don't need to know somebody. You don't need to say, hey, I know Crazy Charlie. I was told I can come in here. You don't need to do that. You just come on in. It's that simple. This is something that I find interesting, and I was just talking to my 16-year-old about this. My 16-year-old, he's a young high school football player. He's the only guy that I would let play, and it wasn't for concussions. I just didn't think the others were cut out for it. And he was saying, Dad, what are the sizes to play college football? And obviously it depends on what level you're on. He had to get a physical yesterday, and he was 5'10", about 170. That's a very average middle. I mean, you know, you're not college coaches aren't chasing you down at 5'10", 170, unless you run like Rocket Ishmael or something, right? And he hadn't even played varsity yet. So that wasn't a conversation about him. He was just wondering. So I was giving him some parameters, like for the SEC, this would be a size if you're a safety, or maybe if you're FCS, you could be a little bit smaller. You could be a 6 foot, 280-pound center if you're an FCS. High D1, they're not going to like that because of the height. But here is something I just noticed. It is a list of the average sizes per position in the 2019 draft. So, again, they take all the guys drafted at each position, first round all the way through to the last round, and they average up all the sizes. What's the average size? Let me give you, let's go offensive tackle. Let's start with the big guys. The average size for the offensive tackle position in the draft was 6'5", 314. Because coaches on a high level are going to want offensive tackles with length, footwork, and you got to be physical, but you got to have that length. At offensive tackle, you got to have that arm span, that length. You cannot be 6'5", 6'6", but have T-Rex arms, short arms. And some are like that compared to others. They want that length, among other things. So 6'5", 314. Let's stay with the offensive line. You know what the average size for a center and guard, they combine those positions in the draft. 6'4", 312. 6'4", 312. Let's go. How about quarterback? The average size at quarterback was 6'2", 219. The average tight end was 6'4", 251. I was talking to a friend of mine, Brian Benio. His son is a redshirt at Youngstown State for Bo Pelini. And his son is 6'4", 249, he was telling me. That's about the size. Wide receiver, average size 6'1", 203. This is pretty interesting. I've never thought about I know what the sizes ought to be, but I've never looked at the averages. Running back, average size. Now, here's where you can be 5'10". Average size at running back was 5'10", 211. Take all the different sizes, average them out. That's the average, 5'10", 211. You don't have to be tall at all. Matter of fact, the taller you are at running back, in some cases, the more negative it is. 5'10", 211. All right, let's go D-line. The average interior defensive lineman. That'd be D-tackle, nose guard, etc. 6'3", 307. That's the average. Defensive end, the average, 6'4", 263. The average inside linebacker size for the 2019 draft, 6'1", 237. Outside linebacker, 6'3", 250. See, you can see what coaches want here. Outside, they want you a little bit longer. Now, 6'3", 250. But a little more length there. Inside, 6'1", 237. The average cornerback, the average size, 6 foot 197. I would have guessed that weight to be lighter. So you're pushing 200 now as an average size quarterback. 6 foot, 197. Safety position, also the average is 6 foot. 202, though, little bit bigger. Safety's going to be more of a, now it depends on which safety technique you're playing, but in general, you're going to be better tackling, certainly out in space, than a cornerback is going to be. And different job responsibilities, too, but there are three positions where you can be 6 foot or slightly under. According to the average size of the draft, that's safety, corner, and running back. Now, it doesn't mean, look, there are going to be some smaller guys in that, and there are going to be some taller guys. These are averages, but this will give you, anybody that's wanting to play, this will at least give you the average of what it looks like. Doesn't mean it has to be this, but this is the average. For example, Kyler Murray, the quarterback average was 6'2", 219. Kyler Murray was, what, 5'10 and a quarter? So you're going to have some guys under it. I mean, he's 4 inches under the average here. And you're going to have some guys 6'4", 6'5 in there too. Running back, you can be 5'10". Now, you can't be 5'10", 180. You better be 2+. You better be packing some punch. This is what I like to say. You better have lead in your britches. 5'10", 211 was the average running back. This is a really cool thing. Because I've studied through the many decades, I'd say for 40 years, I've studied and taken many years of mental copious notes and talked to coaches and scouts about what is it, for example, Alabama, and I'm sure lots of schools, but Nick Saban has a very specific chart about here's, for just one example, here's what our O-tackles have to be. They've got to be 6'5", at least, and their wingspan's got to be this much to begin with. If you're a 6'3 offensive tackle, they're not even looking at you. You may be a great 6'3 offensive tackle, or maybe they take you and they move you inside. Maybe they do that. When's the last time Nick Saban signed an offensive line at any position, an offensive lineman that was 6'3"? I'm sure there's an exception somewhere in there. Barrett Jones was 6'4", 6'5", right? I mean, it's every team's got their and some teams can't afford to be that picky. You have to take the overachiever. Let's get the bottom of the hour break. I think I got a call, too. We'll get it when we come back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Just a few more minutes on that earlier rank, 24 westbound, right near 440 as you get off there to Murfreesboro Pike. Looking better, Nolensville Pike at Wheeler Avenue. Now, there's still some traffic out here on 65 southbound trying to get past Trinity Lane. Not too bad in Bordeaux right now on Briley Parkway coming around County Hospital Road. Hey, if you're moving soon, call Smashville Moving Company at 584-4954. Check them out online at SmashvilleMovingCompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle. It took 15 minutes to take a spirit animal quiz online.
Please be the cheetah. Please be the cheetah.
And learn your animal isn't the cheetah, but the far less appealing blobfish.
Oh, come on.
To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 blobfish minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
Let me ask you a question. How do you feel about genetically modified ingredients?
Don't like them.
Artificial flavors and colors?
No thanks.
Clean ingredients.
Now that I like.
When you care about what's in things and what's not, shouldn't your vitamins be clean too? Sundown Vitamins are all clean all the time. Non-GMO, free of gluten and dairy, with colors and flavors from real food. We even have USDA certified Sundown Organics and kids vitamins too. When you're living clean, choose clean with Sundown Vitamins at supermarkets, drugstores, or on Amazon.
part of you won't be satisfied till you eat food that's hot and meaty. You want Penn Station East Coast subs, grilled steak and onions, baked bready goodness, and fresh-cut fries. Answer your craving. Penn Station. Hot, meaty goodness.
Visit Penn Station East Coast Subs in Hermitage and the two locations in Murfreesboro on Memorial Boulevard or Medical Center Parkway. For July, try any wrap, hot or cold, with chips and drink at the special price of only $6.99. Penn Station, hot, meaty goodness.
Enter Zen Outer Beauty. Located on the fourth floor of Omni Nashville Hotel, Makara Salon and Spa offers a full-service spa experience. Relax in the luxury of the signature Makara Spa as you're pampered with an ultimate spa experience. Treat yourself to everything from a soothing facial to full salon services in the heart of downtown Nashville. To make an appointment, call 615-761-3600 or visit the Makara Spa on the Omni Nashville website. As always, valet is complimentary and any service booked Monday through Thursday grants you full access to our rooftop pool and bar.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show.
I always thought you were such a nice, quiet young man.
Westbrook pulls up at the free throw line. Tied ball game.
Here's a kid with an honest face.
Weekday afternoons at 4.
In my car constantly late for appointments because I'm sitting here listening to you on the radio.
Here we go. We're going live right now.
I just want to tell you, I've been a long-time listener for 12, 13 years.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. Been imitated, never duplicated. Wordsmithing like a mofo on college football, it's Bill King.
Omni Nashville Hotel. 615-844-5600. Jeff in the Borough.
What's going on, Bill?
What's happening, Jeff?
I just wanted to ask you a high school question, Bill. What do you think about these five? I know you heard about it, these four or five kids from Memphis transferring over. I assume Ravenwood's a school in Wilco transferring over. Do you think that makes Ravenwood a state title contender?
Well, no, they were a state title contender before. They got to the semis last year and returned everybody but one player.
Oh, they do? Oh, okay.
They are loaded. Now, here's what I doubt this happens. Okay, I'm skeptical, and I'll try and connect the dots best I can here. You've got five players. One is a stud quarterback. One is the top-rated offensive lineman in the state too, from Memphis. Up and gonna transfer over here to Wilco to Ravenwood.
Yeah,
which I don't think the TSSAA is gonna allow, and I don't know. You've got a mess going on. Right now you got Reggie Grimes, who left Mount Juliet because his dad was going to be a coach at Ravenwood. Well,
assistant.
They're not going to – he's going to be defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
But they weren't going to move over there. So you can't – if you don't relocate, you can't transfer. And well, the other part, you have to be a certified teacher. He's not that either.
So
I don't know that he's going to get cleared. And there is a connection there between the Grimes camp and those kids in Memphis. And I don't know what's going to happen, but let me at least say I'm skeptical.
You think all them players are just going to be ruled ineligible? Is that what you think is going to happen?
I'm just saying if you're the TSSAA and you don't smell a rat here, then you're just not looking. You know, I'm not kidding.
You got to admit, this looks really sleazy. Yeah, I understand.
It's sketchy at best, and I don't know. I'm not predicting that it won't happen. I'm just saying I'm skeptical. I'll believe it when I see it.
Well, don't they – I guess they don't have any kind of deadline like that Grimes that played at Mount Juliet. Of course, he was going to go to Ravenwood. I guess they don't have any kind of deadline when they can say, you know, you're eligible or not, you know.
I don't really know.
In the middle of September and say you are. Right. They don't have no deadline. Cause I know the season starts next month, and so you know, it starts here in a few weeks, you know. But I wanted to ask you too, Bill. I was looking – there was –
Jeff, let me also say something. I think Reggie Grimes – is prettier than he plays. Does that make sense? I think
a little bit, yeah.
I think he's a better football specimen than a player. His dad played at Alabama, so you've got the name. He is 6'4", 250 or whatever. That's legit. I don't think the performance is all that good.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I know that game last year. I watched them on TV. They played Blackman in the playoffs, and they beat them pretty good, I think 35-7 or whatever it was. But I do want to ask something else too, Bill. I was looking yesterday. There was a bunch of players that was listed in the mid-state area that were like, you know, some of them going to places, some of them hadn't signed yet. And there was like three or four of them. I don't know if you noticed it or not. It was in our paper here. But there was three or four of them that were going to Duke next year. Have you seen that?
Yes. Yes. Ravenwood's been sending kids. Ravenwood had a 6'8 lineman 2 years ago that went to Duke.
I didn't know that, but there was like three or four different ones that have already either committed or I guess signed with Duke next year. I guess Cut is doing pretty good in Tennessee as far as
You got to remember, Cut has recruited this area probably for 30 years. He knows this area inside and out. He recruited this area for Tennessee.
Yeah.
I mean, Cut literally has spent 3 decades at least in this area, combing for players.
Well, I'll just say this, Bill: the talent in Tennessee now, as far as high schools, is a lot better than it was even I'd say, you know, 15.
Not even close.
Years.
Correct.
It's not even close now. I mean,
I spent decades critiquing this area underproducing. It does not underproduce anymore.
Oh no, it's just there's all kinds of
loaded.
There's all kinds of talent everywhere. But yeah. Enjoy the show, Bill. Appreciate it.
Okay. I think Tennessee might well be – now, again, don't hold me this. I haven't – once you get past the Big Four, but Tennessee may be a top-10 state now in production of college football players. Don't hold me to that. I don't have it in front of me. But I would say it's close. That's not what this state, and it's mainly the mid-state. Now West Tennessee's been good too, but it's mainly the mid-state has exploded. The population base of the mid-state has gone crazy. Cosby Cattleman.
Crank up that Ronnie Millsap crazy seat because we're still digging out those raindrops over here on the pretty side of the plateau, Bill.
I think we got rid of it last night, morning.
We're quite quacking over here. Hey, Bill, I wasn't talking about Tennessee high school recruitment. I'll throw something in on that. Arkansas swooped in over here and took a couple of 3-stars committed off the same team over here at Knoxville West.
I saw that. I don't know that Tennessee offered them, did they?
No, I mean, I don't know much about it. I don't follow recruiting all that close. I just know they're both 3-star dudes and blah, blah, blah. I don't know if Tennessee's even recruiting them. But, Knox Catholic's been, pipelining dudes to Georgia. I think Knox Catholic's got a guy committed to Clemson over here. And Hal Marable's won everything in the state for the last 15 years as long as Quills was there. Of course, he's gone now.
Right.
Best program in the state last 15 years has been Marable High School over here. Put that in pipe and smoke it.
It's true, and the thing about Maryville that's different is they don't have to get players from their region. People drive from all over the place to go there. Up there, they've got that. You can't do that here.
Yeah, they're doing it with a bunch of Mike Leach types, too. A bunch of little white dudes doing it. Oh, George Quarles now, Bill. He shot the coop. He's over at Furman working for a college buddy. I'd like to see him get a little opportunity. If Bambi Randy can get up there to ETSU, Fatmer should have brought George Quarles on his staff. You know, that would have been real good for him PR-wise.
Right.
Him like a, you know, running backs coach title, that sort of thing. That would have been real good for Fatmer would have been to hire George Quarles, but Fatmer's too stupid. just two quick things for you today.
Yeah.
We're talking yesterday about your boy, Goody Two Shoes Herb Street.
Yeah, Herbie.
Yeah, and you corrected me on something. I think I was wrong. I fact-checked myself yesterday. I know he was all set up there with the big sports show up there in CBUS, ESPN affiliate, and, you know, prime time, drive time, whatever. What was it he really said or did to get run out of there?
Well, nothing in particular. Herbie, well, let me give you the on-the-field stuff. Herbie, the fans up there, it's love-hate with him because they don't think he – caters to them enough. He's too objective And so they're always critiquing him for that. Now, not everybody, but a big group of them. They were harassing his family and everything else. Also, now, I like Herbie. But if you talk to some of the locals, they say that Herbie acted entitled up there, acted like the coaches up there didn't coddle to him enough, and things like that. And I don't – look, I wasn't there. I personally think Herbie is gold. He's a nice guy. He does a really good job. But – and there were a few other things that happened.
But, I thought he made like a comment that just was the straw that broke the camel's back. Was it in the tattoo mask? I think it was in the Trestle era. When did he show up down in the 6155? I thought he said something that just teed the whole town off.
No, I don't think there was one moment. Unless I'm Buckeye fans listening to me can correct me here. I don't think there was one. He did a show, whatever the main station is up there. He had a talk show and he was a co-host with some other dude. And was it Bruce Hooley? I think that was – maybe that was the guy. Buckeye fans, correct me here. Anyways, and so he was on the air every day doing that. And I don't think it was one thing. I think it was cumulative, and he just decided. And I think he told me the three towns he and his wife considered were Nashville, Austin, Texas, and Louisville. And they chose this.
Yeah. Well, you just kind of – yesterday, you seem to know more about it. You're closer to Boone than I am, and I figured you knew the real story. So I thought there was one overwhelming comment that just something, maybe it was, I don't know if it was the tattoo mask or something in the Trestle era, you know, politicking for the playoffs. I thought he just said something that just really teed the whole town off one time.
Not that I recall.
Hey, one thing for you, Bill, speaking of Ohio State, I was looking at Fields up there and the Heisman Trophy future odds.
Yep.
I think that's an interesting storyline outside of the chalk we talk about all the time. Is Fields any good or not? Because they've got him at 10-1 to win the Heisman, and they got Fromm at 20-1 to win the Heisman. The Fields couldn't even get on the field last year.
I know. I saw that.
You know, that's looking at that, you know, pretty boy over at Clemson. Looks like Georgia got the short end of the stick on in-state Georgia quarterback recruiting for all the 12 five-stars they got. Looks like they whipped on pretty boy for Fields, and he's up there at C-Bus now, too.
Well, now they got a kid, the back kid that they got out of Jacksonville is very good. He's coming in next year.
Yeah, but you're telling me right now that they've got Fromm and nobody else.
Pretty much, correct.
So, I mean, you know, it's got to burn your biscuits to a pretty boy, seeing pretty boy over at Clemson, seeing Fields up there at Ohio State.
I don't know. I don't think they ever had much of a chance at pretty boy, frankly.
I wonder what the deal was there. They were so in love with Fields, though. I mean, the whole high school community down there pretty much just top-lining Fields in, no questions asked.
Fields was committed to Penn State originally, if you don't remember.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Well, I also noticed Adrian Martinez is getting 10-1 odds out there in Nebraska. Talk about Bush Jones for us. You know, the silver lining there is, what if Adrian Martinez would have saved Flat Top's job over here? Wonder if that's a good or bad thing that Martinez is out there in Nebraska.
I don't think Peyton Manning could have saved Sergeant Carter, frankly.
Well, speaking of him, I was going to ask you who's the defensive player favorite this year.
Say that again.
Crank up that Ronnie Moore sap and pass that Tullahoma to you, Charlie C, because we're still over here on the pretty side of the plateau. Go now.
I'm here to tell you the program isn't Maryville anymore. It's Oakland. It's Oakland and the Borough. That is the premier high school program in the state of Tennessee. Now, when we're talking public schools, if you want to go private, it's probably Brentwood Academy again. Anyways, one more break. I know we need to do that. Presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Just a few more minutes on that earlier ranked 24 westbound, right near 440 as you get off there to Murfreesboro Pike. Looking better, Nolensville Pike at Wheeler Avenue. Now, there's still some traffic out here on 65 southbound trying to get past Trinity Lane. Not too bad in Bordeaux right now on Briley Parkway coming around County Hospital Road. Hey, if you're moving soon, call Smashville Moving Company at 584-4954. Check them out online at smashvillemovingcompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Your home is important. That's why GEICO helps make it easy to save on condo insurance. Because home is more than just a place. Home is where you took minimalism too far because there's only one chair in your entire condo and your only entertainment is one card. Not even a deck of cards, but a single card. And all your guests have to share one plate and one fork, but you're convinced that less stuff means more freedom. The GEICO Insurance Agency could help protect the overly minimalist broom closet you call home. Call GEICO and see how easy it is to switch and save on condo insurance.
Let me tell you about my good friend Kenneth. He has the site, which is soulstreetcoffee.com. 8 different blends, 16 teas on there, and he is the exclusive sponsor of Kevin Hagan every Wednesday at 7 o'clock, talking Alabama football, Alabama sports. That's soulstreetcoffee.com. I need you to order now. It is a fantastic product. You will absolutely love it. That's soulstreetcoffee.com.
It's a Bill King Show.
Jim Corbin is one of the best coaches that I get to watch. Any sport, any day. He has taken a Vanderbilt baseball program and has made them the preeminent program in the United States of America. He's been to 3 natties in 6 years. He's won 2 of them. That's all-time kind of stuff. That's legendary stuff.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. A chance of showers for this morning, then partly sunny with a high of 83. Clear overnight with a low of 62. Sunny on Wednesday with a high of 84. Clear overnight and Thursday sunny with a high of 87. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Lori.
Sports Radio WNSR.
The best college football talk on the planet, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, The Bill King Show.
Interesting list here, another one. Brad, as in Brad Powers, posted this yesterday. Most watched college football games since 91. Since 1991. So dating back, what, almost 30 years? You know what the top ranked one is? Texas and Southern Cal, the Rose Bowl. That's one of the epic Rose Bowls of all time. 05 season. That drew an audience, a TV audience of 35.6 million. Texas, Southern Cal, 05. Number 2 here surprises me. It's 2015, the national championship, Buckeyes and Oregon. I could see from the Buckeye point of view, but Oregon, 34.1 million. That was close to the Texas Southern Cal game. That's number 2, Buckeyes, Oregon. Urban Meyer's natty at Ohio State drew the second biggest TV audience since 91 in college football. Number 3 is that Texas-Alabama game, national championship game. And that would have been the 09 season. 30.8 million. Here's another one that surprises me. Southern Cal and Northwestern, 96. 30.4 million. I believe Coach Pat Fitzgerald was the linebacker on that team. The Gene Stallings national champion Alabama team. That Miami Sugar Bowl game, $30.1 million. That one is 1, 2, 3, 4. That's the fifth biggest audience since 1991. 1995, Nebraska and Miami. That's when Nebraska was starting to turn the tables and catching up with Miami and Florida State. Dr. Tom's stretch run there. 30 million people. Next in line is the game where didn't Notre Dame get robbed? Rocket Ishmael on that punt return. It was a huge game. Notre Dame, Colorado. 29.6 million people watched that. And next in line is the Buckeyes and Miami, that infamous 0-2 season. 0-3 was when the game was played. 29.1 million. There you have it. Texas and Southern Cal, 35.6 million. The Michigan State, Indiana State National Championship basketball game, 1979. Isn't that the biggest basketball draw? How would that compare to this football one? 35.6 million. Somebody want to bean count that real quick? 1979, Bird versus Magic, Indiana State, Michigan State. Where would that be compared to Texas Southern Cal? 35.6 million. Josh in London, Ohio says, Cosby's been in the dickle a little early and heavy today, Bill. He sounded pretty excited there. Jeff, too, says, Herbie moved in 2011. I believe he told me it was Nashville, Austin, Texas, or Louisville. I think that was the three that he said we were looking at. Josh says, Bill, I would think that Buckeye-Bama game, that would be the semifinal the first year of the, remember, I don't use the word playoffs. I'm gonna call it the new system. The first year of the new system, semifinal game, Buckeyes and Bama. Yeah, it wasn't listed on that in that group at least. That's a good point. I really thought, and you remember we touched on this a bunch. When Urban got there, I predicted we were going to see some really good Ohio State-Bama championships. Kind of like Alabama-Florida when Urban Meyer was there, SEC title games, 08-09. Like that. I thought we were going to see national championships, and it didn't work that way. Now, Meyer had a lot of success, won a natty. Obviously, Saban's had a lot of success, won multiple natties. But I thought we would see them in the championship game a couple times before Urban got out or Nick got out or whatever. Didn't see it as much as I thought, and I regret that. Saban versus Meyer is an exhilarating matchup of monstrosity names, right? Nathan says, Texas and California are the most populated states, so the 05 championship being the most viewed makes sense. Good point. Yeah, that's a good point. Now, in Cali, how many people give a rip about college football? Maybe they don't regular season. Maybe they don't on average. Maybe that championship game brought them in. Maybe that's it. Cali is not a big college football bastion. Now, it's an incredible state, produces many, many, many players. It's a great state for producing players. High school ball there is really, really good, high level. But it's not this passionate college football state like you've got in the Big Ten or you've got in Texas or you've got in the South. Georgia Dog says, take a look at this, and this is everywhere. It says, Ryan Day announced that Justin Fields has not done enough to win the starting job yet, and he's going to be competing with former Kentucky quarterback Gunnar Hoke. when fall camp begins. Tell you what, that field's got a lot of ability. Jai says, Bill, if popular opinion is correct, you'll probably see Urban versus Saban when Herbs takes the Southern Cal job. I could only dream. I don't even want to dream about that because I don't want to be let down. I don't want to be depressed if it doesn't happen. At Crazy Charlie 615. At Bill is King. Tomorrow, Kevin Hagan talking Alabama, brought to you by Soul Street Coffee, soulstreetcoffee.com. Plenty of coffee flavors you can order. The same with tea. Check it out, soulstreetcoffee.com. Lodge Pop.